Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we explore the practice and concept of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 11. Hey, pay attention to me. Hello. It's day 11. 11 is a magical number. So congratulations on making it this far. Celebrate the wins. So yesterday we talked about talking, about self-talk and having conversation with ourselves. And today we're going to kick that up a notch. And we're going to pay attention to ourselves in various ways. So the conversation is one habit, and the paying attention is another habit. And they obviously go well together. You know how when you're with a child and you can tell that they really need your attention. They're not saying like, hey, I need your attention. But everything they do is geared towards getting you to pay them attention. Well, in the self-love scenario that we're talking about, you have to be that child for yourself. And you also have to be the parent who decides, okay, I'm going to pay attention to this child because she really needs some attention right now. And you also have to just assume that you need attention all the time because you do. So I know when I was little, I didn't get as much attention as maybe I wanted, being the second born and a quieter child. And so I feel like I just learned to give myself attention because I wanted it, but didn't necessarily know how to ask for it from others. So I learned to give it to myself. And that culminated in some pretty strange behaviors, or maybe not so strange. I mean, when I was in high school, so I was obviously angsty, but I would spend the night under a bridge in our safe little sleepy town and by myself and pay attention to myself, bring a notebook, write poetry, and listen to whatever music I liked. And I would just give myself love, really. Even though at the time it felt more like running away. In retrospect, I can see that I decided to give myself the attention that I was looking for. And over time, you know, I have figured out that I can give myself attention. It's not one thing or the other. It's not all me and no one else, or all other people and no me. I can give myself attention without ostracizing the rest of the world. So that's the goal. But in the beginning, you may need to spend some time alone and really notice yourself. Closely observe what you do. Notice your feelings. Notice how your body feels. What are the sensations you're having? What are your hopes and dreams? What did you wake up wanting to accomplish? What are the challenges you're facing? And what are you going to do about it? What are the things as you go throughout your day that you're really successful about, that you feel good about? What are the things that get on your nerves? What lights you up? What bores you? What makes you cry? I cry if anyone else is crying. I can't help it. It's just, I don't know. I'm don't think I'm empathic, but there's something about seeing the tears, even if they're on TV. It makes me cry too. Think about all the things that you are doing, saying, feeling, experiencing, avoiding, and watch yourself. You basically watch yourself. You're becoming a stalker of yourself. And in this case, in most cases, being a stalker, not okay. In this case, it's okay. You have given yourself permission, and you can stalk yourself. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream? What brand of socks do you prefer? Are you a side sleeper or a back sleeper? Now, some of us, we don't really know ourselves that well. So if that's you, you're in this new relationship now with yourself, you're going to really need to pay close attention and observe and record and remember. It doesn't mean you can't change as a person over time. You just keep observing, you keep taking note, keep up to date. I try to do this with the people in my household. I try to do this with my friends. They go, oh, you know, so and so now prefers, you know, to get together on Wednesday nights instead of Friday nights. I wonder what's changed, you know. Stay curious. Curiosity is a good habit to have in a loving relationship. Get comfortable being with yourself. Practice it, right? This is a self-love practice. We're practicing these habits. We all want to be noticed. We all want attention. And this is your chance to be seen and heard and to be shown love. And it's within your power to give that to yourself. You don't have to look anywhere else now for that attention. You can be your own lover. You know, when you first get into a relationship and you've done the talking and you figured out, okay, we do want to get to know each other. You know, we're falling in love. The next step is really spending an inordinate amount of time together. It's totally not sustainable. You know, maybe it's not you, maybe one of your friends has just met someone and they disappear for 2 months. It's because they're spending every waking minute with that person. I remember when I was in love, what I thought was love, in my 20s, and just spending, you know, I'd be like in my bed at night, and he would call and say, do you want to come over? And I'd say, yeah. And I'd go, you know, get in my car and drive 30 minutes and go see him. And because we just couldn't stand to be apart. We really wanted to know everything about each other. We wanted to be together as many minutes in the day as were possible. It felt like torture being apart. Not healthy if that happens long term. BTW. But in the beginning, it's totally normal. And we're in the beginning, you and I right now, of this self-love relationship. So it's totally normal to become slightly obsessed with ourselves. So give yourself permission to be your own stalker and start recording things as your action item. Actually want you to kick off this love fest with a list. I love making lists. That's something I have observed about myself. Kick off this love fest with a list of the top 10 things you love about yourself. So make a list, write it down, Maybe you turn it into a song or you write it in your planner this week. Maybe you're keeping a journal as part of this self-love journey, which I do recommend. Maybe write it on a piece of paper and hang it on your mirror. Write it on your mirror. You can get special fancy markers and you can write right on your mirror. But make a self-love list of 10 things you love about yourself. Now, this might take you a little while. Again, we're new to this. Might take you a little while to think of the things. So record them over the next several days, and then when you get done, you can hang it up or put it in your journal or turn it into a song. But get started today. See if you can at least come up with a couple things today. Okay? And we will check back in tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Self Love 365. This episode was recorded, edited, and produced by me, your host, Lily. Our original music is by Henry Liu, and our custom graphics are by Little Legends Studio. Follow us on Twitter at 365 underscore self and read our weekly digest at 365daysofselflove.com.